I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As with years past, we have strung up Christmas lights along our rooftops and down our country lanes, framing our dark nights and giving light to guide friends and family to our homes. These lights have a way of stringing us together, drawing our eyes towards bright paths in the sky, which we might just dream of taking one day. For weeks now, we have seen these lights like stars in the dark sky, twinkling at us as signs and symbols of the one true light that has come to earth to be our light in the darkness. This Christmas, as with those of the past, we turn on the lights of our memories, our imagination, and our faith. They twinkle at us from the inside and the outside. We want more than anything on this night to be warmed by the light of God's goodness made known to us in the baby boy born in the manger. So where, might you be asking, is the story Luke told of old? The story of the Star of Bethlehem shining over the stable where Mary and Joseph kept watch over their newborn baby while the shepherds were out there with the sheep and there were donkeys in the stable and all that. Well, John's story of the way God came to earth in the flesh tells us a different story, one that goes back to the very beginning. His story shines light on the whole story, not just the scene in a shepherd's field. The lights of John's Christmas story are strung all the way back to the moment the very first light was turned on, the light God created, the light which God created for all forms of life to come to be. There, somewhere out there beyond the stars and galaxies we see today, there existed the divine being known to us as God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Fortunately, John isn't recapping the whole story that brings us to the incarnation of God, whom we know as Jesus Christ. Instead, John has written a poem and then a brief explanation of the divine light that came from beyond to live among us. It stands as a prologue to his story of what happened once God took flesh and walked among us, bringing light to those in darkness and life in abundance to those who living with little promise. Storytelling is a part of the Christmas tradition. Some people are very happy to sit and hear stories. We experienced this at the production of A Child's Christmas in Wales just a week ago. There is a magical glow that surrounds the story that enlightens our memories, guides us to new imaginings, and strengthens our faith in life and in God. Sometimes, though, the story being told is too fanciful, too strange to believe. It doesn't strike a note of promise for its lack of relevancy in making our lives any better. John's Christmas story may sound like this kind of story at first reading. Now, the art of storytelling is lost to our culture for the most part. Many of the younger generation find it hard to listen to Grandma spin her story, one that goes way back to the good old days, like when her pa put hot stones from the potbelly stove into a blanket and put it by their feet in the bottom of the sleigh as they rode through the prairie winter. One story my grandma told me popped out of her in a most unexpected setting. Agatha stood up at our wedding rehearsal dinner party and addressed everyone saying, "None of you would be here if it wasn't for me." And she goes on to say, "I would like to tell you all that none of this would be happening if it wasn't for me and Henry. Our son Harry wouldn't have been born, and then, of course, Alan wouldn't have been born, and then she wouldn't have somebody to marry." She was right, of course, but it wasn't what we thought was very relevant on the eve of our wedding day. The truth is, I think we need to listen well to the stories of our grandparents. The light in their eyes when they tell us the story of our family connects us relationally and gives us a deeper, enlightened sense of identity. So acknowledging the mystery of our existence requires a bit of storytelling, and this is what John has done for us. The mysteries of the beyond or what came before us may feel less important than what lies before us in the here and now, but we need to hear it. Unfortunately, the matriarch's story tends to make the young bored and sleepy for this reason. Their attention may be drawn to the flickering lights of their personal devices and the virtual relational connections found through them. You and me may have a little patience for the twinkle in Grandma's eye when she looks in her eyes and wants to tell us we look like her father. Or we may not. We may not really want to sit and listen and know and have the benefit of her saying that. Grandma's devotion to the sacred stories and spiritual traditions have nearly been thrown out as if they were a string of burnt-out Christmas lights that just can't be repaired or revived. John's story of God, the one who came to us in Jesus, well, it is a story that just can't be canceled out for lack of being real and relevant enough, because it is the story of creation. We are linked to that story. For as sure as we exist, God does. As sure as we are a mystery to each other, so too is God, and our relationship to the one who comes to us as light and life. The mystery of everything that exists now and into the future is indescribably caught up in the Christmas story. Or it is really not a compelling story, one that can have lasting power to enlighten and enliven us. Where would we be without someone like Grandma keeping the traditions alive? Where would we be without others sharing their memories like this and inviting us to listen? Maybe you are here tonight because Grandma has asked you to come, or you are here in memory of her. But the story of God's existence revealed to us in the Christ child is lost to you. I hope that tonight the lights of the lanes that brought you here are so that you can let the divine light shine on you to enlighten your mind and spirit. We are here in the candlelight tonight to acknowledge the mystery of our existence as originating in the Creator's potent love. The mystery of the birth of Christ is to draw us into the bigger story of the triune God's desire to give us light, a light that never goes out in the darkness, and to bring us life that is abundant. This story is maybe more for the philosophy books than one you can depict in children's picture books. But wouldn't our lives be richer and fuller for having known it as children? This is exactly what Grandpa John, our storyteller tonight, hoped for when he wrote of his experience walking with the Word, Jesus. Grandpa John tells the mysterious story of Jesus' birth because he experienced what it was to become a child of God through the Son of God. John's heartfelt message conveys his passion for others to know for themselves that Christ came so we wouldn't remain in the dark about the love the Creator has for us. He has given us story after story, John, that is, that confirm all that he is saying here at the very beginning of his gospel story. The Creator God from the mysterious beyond has come to walk among us so that we would know we are part of the family. The word in this story shines a light on all those who do not know their family of origin or maybe where their ancestors come from, who their people are, why they were named as they were, and who they are supposed to be with and who they are to identify with. In all of this, the story tonight tells each one of us, your origin is in me. God says, we belong together. God says, your name is beloved and there is much life ahead of you. Jesus, the Word, spoke to people in John's day and said to all who would listen, I was with God, I am in relationship with God, and I am God. And I can draw you into this relationship as well. The Word loved people with a love that came from beyond to share this relationship, to share the divine presence and divine identity with all of us, all who would believe this, so that we would all know that our existence is of great concern to God. In the story of the Word, who had his beginning from and with God and as God, was a story that came alive through all the stories that John tells about Jesus walking through villages, performing miracles, and revealing the divine love to each person who needed it. So tonight, behold the glory of God. And know that the Christmas story goes way back, back further than the manger scene in Bethlehem, back to the origin of all that is created. Goes back that far, because that is how far back the baby boy named Jesus goes back. It is a long story to tell, and it is far from boring. Hearing it and witnessing to its truth is to understand that we cannot know ourselves or discover ourselves apart from it. For without God, we are nothing, and we do not exist apart from God. We can become more than we could ever imagine as humans by relating to Christ, who is our God, from the beyond and the before, and the God of our day and time. Hallelujah. God is light and life for all of us, and we are the beloved, because Christ came on this night as a baby boy from the beyond. Amen.